Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, November 10th, 2025, through Friday, November 14th, 2025. Monday, November 10th, 2025. Manitowoc County, Wisconsin woman pleads guilty to multi-million dollar money laundering. Cherry Campion pleaded guilty to two counts of money laundering. Publicly filed documents reflect that Campion, through her temporary staffing agency based in Manitowoc, generated and submitted thousands of fraudulent invoices, causing respective losses of $5 million and $5,389,371.51 for the two companies she deceived. Campion took substantial efforts to conceal her fraud, including registering a proxy company with the state of Wisconsin, creating fictitious persona associated with her fraudulent invoices, and submitting false bank statements. As part of her plea, Campion acknowledged that her scheme was sophisticated enough to warrant enhancement under the United States sentencing guidelines. Campion will be sentenced on January 27, 2026, before U.S. District Judge Lynn Alderman. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, November 11, 2025. Three Chicago area men indicted in federal court for allegedly scheming to open credit cards in the names of deceased individuals. Three men were indicted for allegedly orchestrating a scheme to fraudulently open credit cards in the names of recently deceased individuals. Two of the men, brothers from suburban Chicago, are also charged with fraudulently obtaining small business loans under the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security CARES Act and falsely claiming tax credits to which they were not entitled. In the alleged credit card fraud, Roosevelt Garrett and his brother, Torrance Garrett, schemed with Franklin Simmons to fraudulently obtain credit cards in the names of recently deceased individuals, personal identifying information to obtain the cards. After using the deceased individuals' personally identifying information to obtain the cards, the Garretts and Simpsons made purchases for themselves and did not repay the credit card companies, the indictment states. The Garretts and Simpsons also charged the cards to purported business entities that they controlled, allowing them to convert the credit card fraud proceeds to cash, the indictment states. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, November 12, 2025. Ohio man pleads guilty to theft of government funds and money laundering, 10-year prison sentence possible. Alante Foster pleaded guilty to charges of one count of theft of government funds and one count of money laundering. According to court documents, Alante Foster of Liberty Township stole money from the United States through a stolen and altered U.S. Treasury check of over $100,000 meant to refund a Texas business for overpayment of 2020 employment taxes. After the check was altered to reflect payment to a company which Foster controlled, Married to the Game LLC, he deposited the stolen and fraudulent check into the business checking account at the General Electric Credit Union. Court documents also state Foster then made three separate rapid withdrawals of cash 4 days after he deposited the stolen and fraudulent check. The three cash withdrawals on the same day were between $30,000 and $32,000 for a total of $92,000 withdrawn from the business checking account at General Electric Credit Union, all funds from the stolen U.S. Treasury check. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, November 13, 2025. Former Maryland office manager pleads guilty to embezzling more than $1.7 million from Ocean City Homebuilder. Tammy Barkas pled guilty to a 3-count information, charging her with wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and tax evasion. Barkus, a former office manager and bookkeeper for an Ocean City-based home builder, admitted to embezzling at least $1,790,000 from her former employer. She forged a business owner's signature on business checks at least 500 times. Barkus then concealed the embezzlement from her employer and the Internal Revenue Service by making false entries into the business's books and records. From 2016 through 2024, Barkus used her position of trust to embezzle money by issuing more than 500 fraudulently authorized checks from the home builder's business bank account. Barkus forged the signature of one of the owners on the face of the business's check and then deposited the checks into bank accounts she controlled. She then used the money for her personal enrichment. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, November 14, 2025. Former general manager for a U.S. defense contractor pleads guilty to selling stolen trade secrets to Russian broker. Peter Williams, an Australian national, pleaded guilty in connection with selling his employer's trade secrets to a Russian cyber tools broker. William pleaded guilty to 2 counts of theft of trade secrets. The material, stolen over a 3-year period from the U.S. defense contractor where he worked, was comprised of national security-focused software that included at least 8 sensitive and protected cyber exploit components. Those components were meant to be sold exclusively to the U.S. government and select allies. Williams sold the trade secrets to a Russian cyber tools broker that publicly advertises itself as a reseller of cyber exploits to various customers, including the Russian government. Each of the charges carries a statutory maximum of 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000, or twice the pecuniary gain or loss of the offense. Source: Federal Bureau of Investigation, 2025.
The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbley, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.